from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Donnie is the first pick. Ballsy two, and I'm coming up the rear third. Donnie, the first pick in the Summer Olympian Draft.
I don't have the chime, guys. I'm sorry. I have no idea where it would be.
Yeah, Pony, you know where the chime is, but nobody else does.
Well, next time we go out on the road, I'll leave it for Donnie.
Why do you try to make it difficult for
I'm
us
sorry.
To find?
Go ahead,
Don. Is it a method of control?
Yeah, like 1984. Go ahead, Don.
I'm going with Michael Phelps.
It's the right pick.
The guy's got, what, 28 medals, 23 of them gold?
It's the right pick, Donnie.
Kind of a sad story since. Battled depression.
I think he's come out of it on the right.
Problems.
I think he's come out of that on the right
yeah,
side
I hope
of things,
so.
Though.
I like Michael
I mean, man,
Phelps,
was he a
although
monster,
he's a Ravens
though.
Fan.
He
the
was,
Ravens fan thing annoys the
he
hell
was
out
outrageous.
Me.
He also, I believe, it's not in a technically competitive round. Donnie, if you want to just goof around during the next break on YouTube, Michael Phelps might have held the longest putt in semi-competitive golf history. He was at one of those British links courses for a tournament. He was putting from like 200 feet away and made it. Like you're just like, Jesus. Oh, he's gonna hit a pitch shot into this.
Congratulations
screen.
On all his success.
And it's got the cheeky British announcers like chuckling about it, and then it goes in. Anyway, good pick,
Malzy.
He's
back
the
to
only
you.
Pick. I'm going to take the guy who I think doesn't have the medal count that Phelps does, but what do we remember moments, right? We remember dominant athletes. Other than Phelps, I don't think there's been a more dominant athlete than Usain Bolt.
Ah! Ah! That was my pick. Oh.
Can you make that sound again? Could you even make it if you tried?
I had already penned him in because I didn't think you were going to go that direction.
What direction did you think I was going to go?
I don't know. Probably some obscure weightlifter from the 1930s.
Paavo Nurmi from Finland in 1920.
I don't know. Damn it all.
Damn it! Easy. Just an absolute breeze to pick him.
Oh.
He is the that is the sport, sprinting, that lends itself to the most, I think, impressive visuals of the games, because it's just how fast can you go?
Oh, this is another banger right here.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. What movie do I always... There's a comedy that this is Talladega Nights.
We belong.
Talladega Nights,
the
yes, when they're running
the
down the track. Yes. This is what I think of.
We belong.
Do you think Pat likes the fact that this has been used for, like, comedic effect? It's a classic.
I think she has to sign off on it.
It's a I know, but it's a power ballad. But it
we
gets,
belong.
I feel like it gets used somewhat ironically in funny movies more than for any other reason.
I asked T-Bird while she was playing during one of our breaks, do you think she gets tired of singing these songs, having done so for 40 years?
Do you think she gets tired of getting paid money to sing these
Bingo,
songs?
Bingo, that was T-Bird's take.
And that was
take.
My answer. I said she doesn't get tired of the money. But can you beat this? I mean, being in this
I feel like we're getting a private...
That's
Westford.
Also what T-Bird said. I'm also buying time because I have
concert.
No idea where I'm going with my next pick.
I just think it's very cool that we get like a private concert here. We get to hear the sound check.
Can't beat that. I love sound checks.
Now it won't have the
wrong. We belong.
Pick your player.
All right, I'm going to take Simone. Simone Biles.
No, he's taking Simone Biles first.
I mean, she's having to go to them before a discipline like the uneven bars and saying, "I'm inventing a new move. I just want to give you
a heads
up on it."
She's the best. she's the best gymnast of this era. There's no doubt.
Then I got to go with my guy Eric Spitz.
Mark Spitz. Eric Spitz is an executive in Odyssey.
Or used to be.
He used to be. What do you do, Eric Spitz? Unbelievable.
Mark Spitz. I mean, the guy.
The staff.
Go read up on Mark Spitz, people.
I've read on him.
You think Michael Phelps is the cat's ass?
He is. He's better than Spitz.
You need to check out Mark Spitz, though. He had that duster.
Didn't Spitz say that Phelps was better than him?
Yeah, well, Phelps is off the board, so I got the second best swimmer of all time. And he stopped swimming and became a dentist.
Respect.
Totally.
Just like Tom Seaver, who did the opposite. He was told he was going to have to become a dentist because he wanted too much money, and then he turned into one
seven
of the
seven gold medals
ever.
In the 72 games in Munich. Mark Spitz.
Got it wrong again. It's not Spitz. It's
Jimmy
Spitz. Yeah, Jimmy Spitz.
From NYPD
season,
Blue.
Season 3 of Dexter, I remember Mark Spitz. He was great. Rick Spitz, the Duncan Dutchman.
Go ahead, Malsy.
Katie Ledecky.
Who was that?
Most Donnie.
Oh, she's the female swimmer?
Probably
she's
the greatest female swimmer.
Greatest female swimmer
pick.
Of all time.
I didn't even
she
have her
is
on
the,
my list.
She
That's
is the female Michael Phelps, Katie Ledecky. She's still going. She is an absolute machine. She's like Phelps in that she wants to keep competing, even though she could absolutely
That's a good
rest
pick,
on
Malsy.
Her laurels.
It's a very
she's
good
awesome.
Pick.
She's awesome.
Donnie for two in the Summer Olympian draft.
All righty. My next one, I'm going Carl Lewis.
Oh, I thought about him.
Good one.
And I think I'm going to go right back to the same well. I'm going Jesse Owens.
Oh, man, what a pick in the third round.
Son of a bitch.
I think
what a pick. What a horrible draft
think,
by me again.
I think I could literally take,
oh
like,
God,
the worst
dude.
Olympian ever with my fourth pick. I love where I'm sitting. I just got Phelps, Lewis, and Owens.
Yeah.
Dude.
I picked the freaking dentist.
Donnie, I rarely do this.
Damn it all.
I'm going to make my best effort to pick two really good choices here the rest of the way. But you just, with Jesse Owens, you just completely.
I totally forgot about
yeah,
Jesse.
You just baffled me there.
I'm not going to lie, Chris. I was sitting here with Sonny, and I'm thinking, okay, like, because I got a bunch of names down here. I'm thinking, okay, Malsy is absolutely going with Owens or Lewis here because Pony left it wide open. You took somebody good. You took Ledecky, who I would have taken
I know.
My swinger.
I'd rather have Jesse Owens, frankly, than Katie Ledecky.
Go ahead, Malsy.
No disrespect to Ledecky. All right, I'm going to go with a wrestler here, and I'm going to go maybe with somebody people don't think.
Oh, no.
Not a man who won one on a broken freaking neck.
I know who you're taking.
A man who pulled probably the greatest upset in Olympic wrestling history for gold, Rulon Gardner.
Wow, a shocking pick.
He beat a guy who had basically never lost. Do you know the name? The guy's name was Alexander Karelin. You want to talk about Biles having to invent moves? He had a move called the Karelin lift because no one else was strong enough to do it. Rulon Gardner beat him.
Yeah.
That is one of the great upsets in Olympic history.
Gardner falling on hard times, though. I think he had a leg amputated.
He had toes amputated. Frostbite.
Jeez. Frostbite will get you,
but
man.
But don't. Come on. You got to respect the upset pick. The guy's an all-time upset pick.
I thought you were going with somebody else, though. All right. I'm going to take Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the Dream Team is like the most famous group of Olympians ever assembled. And he was
I know,
the face
but
of it.
I know. Was he, though? Barkley was a big deal. He was yelling at all those guys from Angola.
Well, that's right. I mean, I'm not going to reward a guy for making fun of the poor
Angolans. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm not going to take a guy who tried to create cheap heat with the Angolans.
I'm just going
to
tell you right now. I think it's a tough pick by you because the Dream Team is what gets talked about. And even a guy as famous as MJ.
I can't just say Dream Team.
I'm aware, but that's why I think it's weakened. Any individual guy there just gets wrapped up under the Dream Team banner.
Then I'm taking a guy who sprayed milk all over Donnie at a wrestling event, Kurt Angle, with my last pick. I met Kurt's brother.
I've met
him, too. Big listener of the show.
I've met him, too.
So thank you for the Angle family for supporting us. That's my team, Biles, Spitz, MJ, his airness, and Kurt Angle. Malsy, back to you.
The first perfect 10 in women's gymnastics in Olympic history. I'll take Nadia Comăneci.
Nadia Comăneci?
Romanian gymnast. Come on, Donnie, you know who she
is. How about the girl, no love?
Carrie Strug?
No love for, what's her face? From down in West Virginia. Mary Lou Retton. No?
No, I'm going Nadia Comaneci, who I think most people said was the better gymnast.
Man. Donnie, who's your Mr. Irrelevant?
Tony, there will be some love for that little lady down in West Virginia. I'm going to take Mary Lou Retton as Mr. Irrelevant here.
Yeah.
You know who else? You know who I was actually going to take there for a while?
Who?
Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, no, if you were taking the person as a Summer Olympian, you would, wouldn't you be drafting Bruce Jenner Summer Olympian?
True, because that's what.
But will we get in trouble if Donnie wrote that out and you said Bruce Jenner and people would say, like, well, wait a minute, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm just going to put Jenner down.
Well, no, that's not who I'm actually taking.
He's not picking. He's saying Mary.
Oh, yeah,
I picked Mary Lou Retton.
She fell on hard times, too.
I know. You know who we left off the board? That Bumgarner wrestler.
Madison.
Yeah. And
Bruce Bumgarner?
Yeah. He was a brick house. How about Edwin Moses?
We left off that guy, Paavo Nurmi. I'm actually serious. He wasn't even allowed to compete. I read about this guy once. He won every long-distance track event in, like, 1920. They banned him from running another one. Legend has it, he ran it outside the stadium by himself and beat the winner's time by, like, 2 minutes.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee also.
I thought about Jackie Joyner-Kersee. I thought about Flojo. I thought about a lot of different – Michael Johnson in 96,
the big Johnson.
The 100 and 200, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Those are big ones.
How about, well, she's, I think she's going to do great things. Sha'Carri Richardson this year.
Yeah, but she's got to do it first.
She's got to do it first.
I mean, this
but
was an all-time list.
She's unreal.
All right, we'll post and we'll let you vote on who has the best team, best draft. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.